Hey there, it's Jamie Oikle from RunningRestaurants.com here. I've got a quick snippet for you today from a recent webinar I hosted with Roger Bodwin of Restaurant Rockstars. In this clip, Roger talks about his Difference Dollars program and the incredibly strong effect on culture a program like this can have in your restaurant. Here's Roger.
We had a program called Difference Dollars, and it's one of the best things I ever did, and I did it for 20 years in my restaurants, and my people loved it, and they couldn't wait for it to happen every week in all my restaurants, and here's how it worked. So let's just use my biggest restaurant for an example. I had about 56, 58 people that were my team in the biggest place. You know, it was 300-plus seats and big place, you know, and every single week, not everybody works the same schedule or the same hours, but you want everyone to take part in the program. So the busiest days in my restaurant, as yours, is probably Fridays and Saturdays. So before we open the doors for business, I would recognize one person on a Friday and one person on a Saturday. Now, maybe I saw one of my employees doing something amazing, but it didn't have to be me. Anyone that worked for me could nominate anybody for Difference Dollars. And a lot of times people would knock on my door and I'd say, "Hey, Sally, what's going on?" And she'd say, "Oh, you got to hear about what Bob did today. Oh, what did Bob do? I think, you know, Bob should win Difference Dollars." "I agree. Thanks for bringing that to my attention." So I would nominate two people a week. So here we go. Friday, Saturday, doesn't matter. I would gather the team together in the dining room or in the kitchen, 25 or 30 people on each night. And then I'd get up on my soapbox and I'd say, "And this week's winner is Bob." And then I'd go into glowing detail about what that difference was, how it impacted a guest, how it helped a team member, whatever it was. And then I would give Bob a $20 bill. You can see it on the screen. And off to the right, a can of Red Bull, an energy drink, and say, "Bob, great job. Thanks so much for making a difference. Thanks for working here. Keep it going." Everyone would clap and go back to their job. So the same thing would happen on a Saturday, but it didn't stop there. I would then go into my office, and on my computer, I had a template with big stars in the corners, and it said Difference Dollars, big and bold. And then big and bold, I would type in Bob Johnson, whatever his name was. And then in glowing detail, again, I would type exactly what that difference was and really uplifted Bob. And I had all these frames in my office from Target or Walmart, you know, the 8.5 by 11 frames. And we covered the entire kitchen, employee area, the break room, the employee bathroom, the hallway. When I sold that restaurant, there had to be 300 of those things everywhere, all over the walls. And we constantly recognized people. But the best part was I recruited a new employee, or whenever we had somebody new, whenever they were on break, I used to love just seeing them. They'd be like walking down the line, you know, and they'd be drinking their soda and they're reading the differences that everybody did. And there's the culture. That made such a difference because it spoke volumes about what our expectations were, how we ran those restaurants. And people, if they didn't fit that culture, they instantly felt uncomfortable. If they didn't want to be an A player, if they didn't want to rise to the challenge and be great, they voted themselves off the island, and we rarely, if ever, had to fire anyone. They just, you know, "This just isn't for me," kind of thing. But that rarely happened because people felt empowered, uplifted, recognized, and rewarded.